Hey guys, this is We Have Thoughts. I'm Joy.
I'm Anna.
I'm Crystal.
And today, what are we talking about? Star Trek, the original series, right?
The original, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Season 2, episode 23. Anna, what's our synopsis?
Well, this episode is called The Omega Glory. A Starfleet captain violates the Prime Directive by using Federation technology to protect a primitive tribe called the Koms from barbarians called the Yangs.
Pretty
simple.
Pretty straightforward synopsis this
That's
week.
That's exactly what happens. Instead of like five pages of like bullshit.
I've found tvguide.com and that is where I'm getting my synopsis.
Sorry. Short synopsis. Writing, size. I thought you were writing your own synopsis.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's so much easier to go to TV Guide. That's
being a writer is so hard, oh guys. God.
Just steal other people's work. It's way easier.
I just like
can't. At least she's crediting TV Guide, true, not being yeah. like, this is my synopsis that I wrote. Me.
To be fair, this podcast is free, so we're not really like profiting off of them at all.
Yeah.
So.
But
hey, if you want to advertise with us,
Wingstop, that was our original one, right?
Oh, yeah.
If Wingstop wants to.
If anybody wants really to anybody. Advertise with
we
us,
we like fries and
chicken.
Ice cream.
Some chicken.
Chicken.
Right, yeah.
We love you so much.
We do.
I didn't even catch that. I was telling her.
Chicken.
Pull it away.
We like everything.
We like a lot of
stuff.
We
like websites. So
do we like
websites? We like Old Navy.
I'm thinking about people who advertise on podcasts.
I mean, whatever. You want to give
like
me free stuff, I will
do. You
want to
give us all new mattresses? That would be cool.
We need mattresses.
Take them to the mattresses.
Take them to the mattresses. I think of that every time.
Oh, so cute.
I was listening to a podcast. I think it was Happy, Sad, Confused. And Josh Horowitz was like, what's your go-to happy movie? What makes, whenever you're feeling blue, what movie do you put on? And she was like, I don't know. That's really hard. And I was like, you've got mail. I know right off the bat.
What's your happy movie, Crystal?
Oh, that's a great question.
Wait, what's my happy movie?
I don't know. I really like, I like Dumb and Dumber for a long time, because it's just so stupid. That might be it. I haven't seen it in a while. Or Tommy Boy is a really good movie that makes me laugh
it.
All the time.
Because all the movies that I love are very depressing. They end in like
too.
One couple, one end of the couple like
I don't
dead.
You've Got Mail's like my one comedy.
Let me see. Hold on.
I don't know. That's a
I gotta check
question.
About Tumblr because I can't remember.
You know,
anything
Grease makes me happy.
Mm. No.
Cause just because it's so. Greasy, I guess.
It's so damn greasy.
Okay, so anyways.
Does Jurassic Park count?
Yes.
That's my happy movie.
Whatever
it
you
makes
want.
You happy. It takes
Jurassic
you back.
Park makes me happy.
If it does any, like, classic Disney film, actually. Like Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, any of those.
Okay.
Oh my god, did Joy just sing on the podcast?
She did. Oh, it
let's
is,
delete this.
It is
let's
recorded
no.
in his, like,
it's
for
forever.
Prosperity.
In the people's ears. Okay, so Star Trek, the original series.
Yeah.
The show is so diverse.
So diverse.
Especially for the 1960s that's, when it originally
that's
aired.
That's what the show was really famous for.
It's
was
really, really cool.
Was how diverse it was from the get-go in the 60s.
That's about all I know about the series. That was William Shatner and
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard
Nimoy.
I didn't know his name. And Uhura.
Nimoy.
Who's
Nimoy.
The actress? I don't know.
I don't actually know her name.
I always forget it.
But I just know her because that bomb ass eyeliner. Seriously.
Was this
what's his name?
Who's
I wrote it down. Where are you?
George Takei. George Takei.
Oh,
Takei.
George Takei.
Yeah. I never know how to pronounce his name.
Have you guys ever watched
really
Star Trek, the original, or any of the other franchises before?
I have watched none of any of this.
My mom caught it a bunch of times when I was younger, so I vaguely remember.
Of the original it. Series?
Yeah, this one, yes. And so I don't I mean, I remember seeing it, but not actually, like, watching it.
I have literally, so. my Star Trek knowledge is these few characters, the diverse ones, plus William Shatner.
Spock.
And Spock. Yeah,
yeah, I think because I knew what imprint it left on entertainment as a whole. So I had never really seen it, but I was aware of it and aware of
yeah.
its like legacy, I guess.
My parents were big fans of Next Generation with Patrick Stewart, that series. Mm-hmm. So I saw a lot of that in passing growing up, just like walking past the living room.
Past the living room.
I remember I don't know the actor's name, but he played Worf. He played a Klingon, and he had the, like, his face is, when I started, I've watched a few of them. I watched, like, season one and parts of season two of Next Generation.
Is that the one where the guy in Reading Rainbow is in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's really good, actually.
With the eye, the eyeglasses.
Reading Rainbow? That's what you said?
Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
I did not understand you at all.
The guy who was
in it. Just,
yeah,
I just
heard he's blind, so he has these, like, glasses.
Cool glasses.
Gordy, that's his name on the show. Gordy.
All I know is Reading Rainbow guy.
Yeah, same. That's
also, from that Star Trek, all I know is that meme of Patrick Stewart, like, facepalming.
Which, okay, I will say, I made a comment about the uniforms in this series compared to Next Generation. Next Generation, they're wearing, like, jumpsuit onesies. Like, they kind of look like...
Love it.
Like, janitors or trashmen type uniforms. Like, the full-on jumpsuit. But these, they actually look pants and a t-shirt.
I love how all the buttons on the control panel, when he's beaming them up, actually all the buttons look like candy dots to me.
I said for 1968, this looks pretty good.
I know. It doesn't look like 68. Like 68, I was expecting not this much. But this is pretty good quality.
I was like, how exciting must it have been at that time to invent a whole new genre? Like,
yes.
They could literally do whatever the fuck they wanted and it was new.
It was, what was it? The... Because, like, the whole story of this episode is basically, like, the first time that this story is being told.
Which, fun fact, this was supposed to be the pilot.
Yeah.
Really?
They wanted this for, like, the pilot or episode 2 or 3, and NBC was like, no, it's not ready yet, and axed it. And finally...
they put it at the end of season 2?
What's his face? Yeah. They were like, he's like, I don't care if NBC doesn't want it, I want it. And he put it at the end of season 2.
Wow.
So, like...
But this was, honestly, this was, like, a really good episode.
It was so good.
Like,
I was not expecting to like it as much as I did.
Me neither. Because I'm not, like, I love Star Wars, and I can, like, I like space stuff, but, like, I'm not, like, obsessed with it or super knowledgeable about it. So a lot of times space stuff, I'm just like, oh, I'm not smart enough for this.
Oh, space.
Like, when I was watching Gravity, I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? Oh, they're just floating in space.
That movie is so good.
Like when I was watching Interstellar, every time I go see like sciencey or space movies, I always make sure I watch it with Tony. Cause then at the end I'm like,
Anthony,
it's Tony. It's Tony.
Anthony.
Whatever.
I have a book called The Science Behind Interstellar and I don't even understand half of what it's saying, but I'm just obsessed.
Well, cause like I always have to go with him cause at the end of it, I'll have like 13,000 questions. Yeah. And so I will be like, so is this plausible? Is that real science?
Well,
could that have blown up this way?
And what I really love
that
about...
That doesn't make sense. But is that real? Assuming that he has all the answers to my questions.
What I really loved about Interstellar was that the whole time they consulted with an astrophysicist and he was like, this is plausible. This could happen, but here's the formula that would, like, he put the real science into it. So it was all based in, like, super plausible,
and I think,
this could happen science.
I think Tony and I talked about that's why he liked that. He really loved that movie because it did have, like, real science behind it. Because a lot of the times it's just, like, here's some fake science. Like...
Sorry, we're trying sign language over here.
Keep going.
It's like, my
science.
Train crashed.
It's gone.
It's like fake science.
Your train crashed?
My train of thought. It crashed.
My train crashed.
Yeah,
it's title gone. Of your memoir.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Title of my memoir. Write it down. My train crashed.
My train crashed.
What did you say at earlier today at dinner?
Oh, shit.
I didn't write it down. I forgot.
Oh, no. It was really funny. I told you to write it down.
I was eating mac and cheese. I was busy.
Oh, my God. That mac and cheese, though.
Don't interrupt her when she's eating mac and cheese.
No, like, we literally... Okay. Embarrassing story.
No, not gonna know.
Oh, I want to know when we...
We'll tell you later. And imbibe mac and cheese and bread. Bun.
Bun.
So much bun.
With you, it's always bun.
Oh, I'm
always bun.
Later too. Okay, I made a note. I was like, why does everyone want to live forever? Life is fucking hard.
That's what I did too. That's what made me think of the storyline. This is the first, like, story that you see where, like, immortality and, like, the quest for, like, long life and whatever.
I never understood the quest for the Fountain of Youth. I never understood the man in the yellow suit trying to get the pond from the Tuckers in
yellow
Tuck
suit.
Everlasting.
Like, George, like, Curious George?
No, the man in the golden suit in Tuck Everlasting who's trying to get trying to find the Tuckers.
I heard absolutely the don't remember that.
Yellow hat, and I was Curious George. I'm sorry. I wrote down Colonizer. That's what I wrote.
The original Colonizers. Well, no, this would be like later Colonizers. Colonizers in Space.
Which, when the
episode, which is like a for real, eventually can be a for real thing.
When the episode first started and we saw the planet outside of the Enterprise, I was like, it looks a lot like Earth. Like,
I thought it was Earth for a long time. I was like,
that's boring.
I'm so confused.
They're going to Earth? I catch the one episode where they're going back to fucking Earth.
That's not the spaceship. That is the one complaint I had about Next Generation is they used the holodeck way too much. I felt like the holodeck was.
You need to elaborate.
The holodeck. I was about
dictionary, please.
The holodeck is this place on the ship where you can put in this information and it creates like this simulation, lifelike simulation. So they like go back in time and they pretend they're Sherlock Holmes trying to solve a case, or they're in Victoria time.
Oh,
Victorian
sounds like
era.
A gimmick a little bit.
It is. And you could tell that they did that in place of like having to come up with a new alien of the week. Which is understandable, but I felt like they were kind of reliant. I haven't watched all of Next Generation, so don't come at me.
I feel like there's a lot. How many total seasons of this and that is there? There's a lot, right?
If you're including all of the Star Trek franchises, there's a shit ton.
That's a great number. Shit ton.
Next Generation had, like, a lot. I want to say over 5 seasons.
Okay.
I'm like, Star Trek only had 2 or 3.
I'll excuse them if, like... There's a lot of seasons.
If you're in the middle of season 8 and you've seen all the planets there is to see, like, I get it. But no, this was happening very much in season 1 and 2, which I guess when you have it must be an expensive production.
But you know what? I think what's really cool about things back in the day, science-wise, was that they were forced to be smarter about their choices when it came to special effects. Because they didn't have CGI. They didn't have, practical effects. And they had to think smarter. And I love that.
Yeah, because all the sets were, like, just one room. Just one closed-off room.
Okay, so I made this note. Like, you need to tell me that the human race is literally exploring the galaxy and we still can't cure the common cold? What the fuck?
That's just, it's going to live forever. It's just not going to go away. I don't know why.
I think their fight scenes were really funny.
I said I love the karate chop fighting.
Like, they'd fight and then they'd, like, kind of stand there and then fight again and then, like, regain their stance and then fight again. Like, it was just really, the choreography of that was really funny. It was one shot, which is bravo, but it was just, you know, their...
You know,
maneuvers was really funny.
That whole side of those careers wasn't that explored.
But I appreciate, like, it was clearly all them. Like, they were doing all of the stunts, so that's probably why it wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, bravo to them for, like, doing all of that.
The bad guy in this, I wrote down, he looks like Joe Biden.
No.
When I first saw him, I was like, Joe Biden, you're way older than
She's like, is Joe? She asked me, is Joe Biden in this? I was like, no, he's not. So
Joe
funny.
Biden would never be a bad guy.
I wrote a note that said, get your evil blue eyes out of here.
I did note that I liked that the bad guys initially that we thought were the white men.
Yeah. That's...
I mean, it turned and it flipped on its head in the end, but...
Well, I mean, the bad guy was still white, so...
Amen.
He wasn't... Yeah.
Old white man.
I never noticed before how much makeup they put on Spock.
You know what? I made that note. Like, Spock's eyeshadow, though, it was looking good. They did a nice little gray smoky eye on him. It was great. I was living. It was beautiful.
I was living.
Who else had really good makeup? I made another note about somebody else. Oh, you heard his eyeliner?
Yeah. I made a note about her very short skirt. No, it wasn't her. It was the yank. When she was, like, laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I made a note of that, too. Where is it?
I was like, girl, I'm about to see things I don't want to see.
Oh, yeah. The caveman bikinis?
Yes.
Caveman bikinis. That's what they are. Fuck.
They were intense.
They were not wearing anything.
No. Okay.
Everyone's... The other... Okay. So many costume notes. Everyone's pants were so fucking tight. Everybody's
pants they were.
Were tight as hell. I could see everything, every stretch, every
pool. That was
pool.
The plan.
That's why they were trying to get every all the viewers.
Trying to get viewers, here. Man.
Okay, did I miss something?
Yes.
So the Yanks or the Yangs or not the Yanks, Yanks? Whatever they are.
They're Yanks.
They're Yin and Yang.
The Yangs.
The Yin Yang twins.
After they escape.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Shawty got down, I said, come again. Wait, that's not the song. What is it? Is it the Shake song?
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Don't shake it like a Polaroid picture. Polaroid pictures are not meant to be shaken.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Okay, no, thank you for like that. This has been information with Joy. The truth useless behind
this photo information the truth that no behind one cares song. About.
Okay, no, my question. After the Yangs escape through the window and they knock Kirk unconscious, how did they just fucking notice that the keys were there within reach? Like,
oh, right. I was like,
did I miss something? Or have they always been
Spock
there?
Because Spock was too busy, like, intently watching the fight.
Like, getting off on it or something.
And then the girl was just kind of like, I'm just going to stand here and watch this fight.
And then suddenly keys appeared.
It was just so weird.
I don't know. Some of these things, I was just like, continuity?
But
no.
Here's, when I watched the second half of it again with you, Crystal, I caught the last bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed is that with shows like this, because they have to do so much setup, because they're introducing a new planet.
There's plates flying around in space.
Too much wine tonight. My ear. They're introducing a new planet. Yeah. They're introducing a new species, a new people. They're introducing all these different things that I'm sure story-wise they have to like cram all the setup into as like takes
yeah,
a lot
is a
more
lot.
Time.
You're right. Yeah.
So especially because like you were saying,
so, like,
this is
okay,
the first
we're just
time
have to put the keys right outside the door because
we got to get them out of here somehow.
That's true. Yeah, it's a lot of thought they have to put into an hour episode.
Yeah.
Especially because this is the first time some of these stories are being told. Like this.
Yeah. There's no blueprint.
Exactly.
They're creating.
Back to everybody
blueprint.
Looking beautiful. William Shatner's skin was so clear and so smooth.
Why?
It was like
cuter than
shiny.
I thought it would be.
What happened to
and
him?
And girl, he's like 100 now.
No, he's not.
Who
well,
hurt
he's
you,
quite
William
old.
Shatner?
Remember when he was in the show called like Shit My Dad Says or something?
Yeah.
Remember that?
What? No, I don't.
He was in
that.
Some CBS sitcom. That should say it all.
That's why.
And
it was
titled
like Two and a Half Men.
Some like Twitter account or something where this guy was like, Shit My Dad Says. And it was a Twitter account.
Oh.
And so they basted.
Turkey basted.
They based a show on that Twitter account called Bleep My Dad Says. It was literally bleep. And he was the dad who says the bleepy stuff.
Bleepy
and
stuff.
I never watched it, but whatever. I really think it was smooth of the doctor whenever he was like reaching for the thing. But then the guy caught him. He's like, I'm just getting the drink. I was like, smooth, doc.
He knows what he's doing.
Also, okay, so since I've never seen this before, and this is my first time.
You've never
anything,
even seen, like, the movies, the new ones?
No, I didn't see any
okay.
of them.
Really?
Guys, I wasn't lying in the beginning. I'm serious. Like, I've never, not
shows.
One episode,
oh,
not
wow.
one movie,
I meant
not
to clarify
trailers. I've seen trailers.
The movies are really great.
You know what?
Yeah,
after watching the show, I realized how great the casting in those movies were.
Yeah.
Like, I knew they were great anyway. To see how Chris Pine does such a great job of emulating William Shatner,
yeah.
but also bringing his own. Like, they almost have the same walk.
Like, honoring what William Shatner brought to the table,
yeah.
but bringing more.
Same with Zachary Quinto. Like, they emulate them, and they have the same walk and the same, like, stance.
Zachary Quinto.
But it's still their own thing.
A blessing.
Boy, John Cho.
John
Cho!
It was, yeah, I appreciate a whole new appreciation for that casting and that cast of 100% of actors.
I know.
Because, so
like,
good.
When I saw, like, trailers and stuff for it, I was like, ooh, I like all these people. I should watch it. Never got around to it.
Did you hear that?
And I just was not, like...
Joy just lied to us. She said, I've never seen a trailer. I've never seen anything.
No, I said like, I haven't seen anything, but I've seen, like, a trailer.
I would definitely watch the first movie. Second one, if you want to. Third,
speaking of the
necessary.
Second one, just if you... It was, like, last week, it came up on my Facebook memories that you and I went to go see it when we almost died in the
that's
storm.
Right.
Oh my God,
yeah, so we went to, like, a midnight showing or something of it, and it was, like, super storming, so no one was there.
There was tornadoes.
Yeah, and we're like,
we're
going
to go to Star Trek.
We were probably two of 10 people in the entire theater
at
midnight.
Yeah, and, like, two of those are new because it was freaking... bow ties go with. So random.
My parents were like, are you sure you're going to go?
Yeah, we totally want to see this movie.
It's fine. People are going to be there. No one was there.
It's Star Trek. We're so excited.
It was good, though. It wasn't as good as the first one. They get progressively, I wouldn't say worse, just not as good.
I didn't know the story behind the third one.
What do you mean?
There was a script being worked on, and that was greenlit, and they were going to make it, and then last minute, they axed it, and very quickly, Simon Pegg and whoever wrote the movie with him
had to, like,
crank that script out.
There's some, I forgot the issue exactly, but yeah, I do remember.
Crank that soldier boy.
Shut up. Simon Pegg was credited as a writer because they had to, like, hurry up. And I think something with the director. I don't remember.
I listened to Behind him on Happy Sad Confused, and he was talking about it. And I was like, I had no idea this was happening.
I remember following
the
news when
it happened. That makes sense. Like, the movie wasn't bad. It just wasn't as strong as the other two.
Yeah, and no, that first
and
one,
especially
though,
the first one.
That first one is such a great introduction to, like, if you knew nothing of Star Trek, it's such a great introduction to that universe.
Yeah.
And Chris Pine is Chris Pine.
He gets beat up a lot, but he's beautiful.
He knows how to get his ass kicked and still look good. I'm serious.
The way we got to this question is me not knowing anything, because my note that I wrote down was, what the fuck do the colors stand for? I just want to know, because I'm
so you never got the red shirts references that I always would talk about.
No.
Oh, wow.
When I'm standing there looking like an idiot, I really do not know what you're talking about. Like, for real, I'm not kidding.
She never knows what we're talking about.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably because I can't hear you half the time, but whatever. My train crashed.
Your train crashed. The different colors.
What's yellow?
Oh, don't yell.
Why are you screaming at me?
I want to know. I want to know if he really loves me. I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet.
Oh, I forgot the words. Ooh, that was close, though.
If he loves me.
Okay, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Houston. What do the colors stand for? Okay, what's yellow, what's red, what's blue? Is that all
it's
the colors?
It's like
I
the
have?
Order of, like, the ranks or whatever.
It's your rank.
Yeah.
So what's what? I really want to know.
Yellow,
like,
is
I feel like this will give me
captain?
An idea.
I think so. I just, for sure, I know the red shirts are like, so whenever they're in a situation where they need someone to die, they need, like, disposable character, they're always wearing a red shirt.
It's the red shirt.
So the pop culture joke is like, oh, here are the red shirts, or, oh,
the expendable characters.
Expendable, there you go, yeah. Because, sure enough, the first person to die when they got the planet was the blonde guy with the red shirt.
I go, ooh, dude dead.
Yeah, I think I said, there goes the red shirt, yeah. So that's
what's
like,
the blue thing?
I don't know.
Because Spock is blue, right?
He's probably the first lieutenant.
Yeah, because he's under...
He's the second.
Yeah, in command.
If
under Kirk.
Explored a lot on Next Generation. I don't know if it's explored on this, but when they go to a new planet, a lot of the times it's the second, whatever his official rank or title is, that goes to the planet first with a crew before the captain goes down.
Ooh, fancy.
Mm-hmm. And that's... I lost my train crash.
Yeah. No. So whenever they're towards the end, whenever Kirk was fighting with Evil Blue Eyes.
Joe Biden.
No, I yes. love Joe Biden.
I love Joe Biden.
So when Joe Biden was fighting with Kirk, James C. Kirk, I was like, ooh, carpet burn. That's kind of hurt. Because they're like fighting on this carpet, this bohemian carpet.
For real, though.
I was like, ooh.
What did you guys think of the twist? That it was the communists and the Yanks and like that.
I don't want to say I saw it coming, but I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, and I'm so bad at knowing those things. I was like, I'm so surprised. But I was like, interesting.
I was 100% surprised because I'm surprised by everything.
No, you're not.
I don't know anything previously to
anything
went
and saw a movie last Friday and something happened. I don't even remember the moment. I just remember going... And, like, grabbing her face and, like, gasping so loud in the theater.
What happened?
I think it was
probably something beautiful between...
Well, that's Joy anyway. She's doing the most when she watches movies.
He released her in the...
Yes,
I think
it was.
When he goes,
it was so beautiful.
I don't know if it was that moment, but there was...
I love that moment. That was acting.
You could hear people, like, moving in their seat, reacting. Mm-hmm. But you heard her grabbing her face. I was like... I love you, Joy.
It was so beautiful.
That's Joy. Doing
next time, I'm just going to sit 10,000 seats away from you guys.
We're not saying we don't love it. We're not saying we don't like it. That's just the way you are.
Whatever. I'm loud and obnoxious. Okay. Thanks.
You just have we your did very not active say any team, of literally things. Everything. You're the one who's turning it like a negative. We're just pointing out what's happening.
We're just pointing out that we love that and
that's
you.
How I be. That's how I knew thanks. I'd be friends with you because you were like getting all like, Joy. Oh my god. Have I told this story on the podcast about how I met her? Have we talked about this?
No, but tell it.
It's so fun. I'm gonna say it again. So first time I met Joy, we were gonna go see friend of ours we went to go see Hunger Games, the first one. And I didn't know her yet. So me and the mutual friend were sitting next to each other, and then Joy was sitting next to the friend. And because she
you could say her name, like it's not like
I don't know. Okay. Anyways,
we're protecting their identity.
I don't know if she wants her name out there. We've
done such a great job of that before.
I don't. Anyways, shut up. So every now and then I'd see Joy like shake her hands in excitement because she knew what was going to happen because we had talked about before, like, oh yeah, I read the books, blah blah blah. And I was like, who's this girl? Like, she's just so excited about all of it. And that was it. I get
excited about things.
I know, and that's fine.
That's why I watch things and read things and become obsessed with things.
You don't have to tell Anna about obsession. She knows.
This is where I live.
Yeah.
She lives.
This is my obsession. Okay, so.
These are my confessions?
This is my obsession.
Yes, it's the remix, just girl. Oh. Oh my god.
Get with it. Okay. Did you guys think that this episode still holds up today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
I thought it was really well done. The story was really good.
I was not expecting it to be that well written, actually.
Me too.
Gene Roddenberry. I'm very surprised. And yeah. I think everything that people have said about this show, yes, I completely agree. I know why they love it now.
As much as like, as far as like giving it all the praise it deserves.
Yeah. And just for the time period it was in.
Just that monologue of Kirk saying like they must apply to everyone and or they mean nothing. Like that was so relevant to what's happening right now.
Which
like,
is wow, so great wow. Because like he said it with like knowing his team who was on his team and like.
Exactly.
I mean,
like being woke moment. Before being woke was like.
Yeah, he was very aware.
Yeah.
This show was
and knowledgeable, and he was like, "Listen, blah blah blah." That was such a great moment.
Mm-hmm. It made me. I didn't have low expectations going into this, but I've seen Next Generation. I'd seen the movies. I kind of had some expectations. Like I had some kind of idea of what to expect. Blown out of the water. I was really surprised.
Yeah, I honestly, because like. I don't watch this kind of stuff. I was like, God, this is going to be fucking boring. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, just being honest. Because,
I was that's like, what we're here for.
You don't like space?
It's going to be lame. No, I do like space. I'm just
her tricks.
She's not a sci-fi.
I'm not a super sci-fi person. I guess assumed other than were. Jurassic Park. I don't know. Is Jurassic Park sci-fi?
No. No.
It's science-y.
It's fiction-y.
I wouldn't classify it as sci-fi.
I wouldn't either, actually.
What is just action adventure, I would assume?
Sci-fi is like aliens or space or monsters or...
Well, dinosaurs have monsters. Existed.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Aliens are still unknown. You know, them. Space is very...
traveling at the speed of light. I miss them?
Is that what you said?
You do.
My God. Get out. You're done.
No, seriously, like me and the boys have contemplated while my mom like scolded us in the back. Like getting sibling tattoos in like some way, shape related to Jurassic Park.
You guys, that's totally that's
beautiful. Yeah. Be cute.
And I really want to do it, but they're like,
I support you.
I gave them ideas.
Do they have tattoos?
No, Johnny wants me to take him, but I'm gonna be like, let's wait till you're 18.
Yeah,
we're not that far away, so it's okay. Because mom will literally kill me. She'd be like,
Will she kill you? Will she still kill you if he's like 18?
Probably because I'm going to take him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
see. But there's...
You know that thing never goes away. Like, she's going to be, like... She'll probably still throw shit at me, like, when I'm 80. So...
Remember that time they never forget. You get a tattoo?
They never forget.
Every time... No, they don't. No, every time I'm like, oh, because she didn't know about the other one that I got. And she was like... Kisses. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't tell you I went this with marker. And she was like, oh, no.
It's temporary.
Super offended.
When
it's temporary.
It's erasable. It's just a marker. It's a washable marker.
When one of my cousins got a pretty sizable tattoo on her back, when my aunt saw it, she slapped the shit out of her.
Oh. Slapped her on the tattoo, not like her face.
Or oh my God. That's like, even worse.
Yeah. And so every time, and my cousin has a few and she gets slapped quite a bit. And so when she saw mine, she was like, did Anna get slapped? And Janie was like, no, hers is sensible and small. And we talked about it beforehand. I knew it was happening.
I definitely, it was a spontaneous thing the first time. We were just hanging out, having lunch, and we were like, do you want to go do this? Sure, let's go do it.
Your first one?
Mm-hmm. Even the other one. We were just like, I'm bored. Do you want to go eat and then go get tattoos?
Your other one, you were planning for a long time. You were just looking for the right time.
I was never like money and time never aligned until that day. And then I was like, all right.
I think it's very interesting that you're like, I was bored and I got a tattoo. Because those are permanent and so serious. I was like, what?
I permanently think about my seriousness spontaneously.
I can't remember where I heard this, but I heard or I read something about how, never mind, I'm not going to talk about this in the state I'm in because I don't remember it. I'm going to fuck it up.
It's okay. It's all right.
Is that train again?
The train is well off the tracks.
How much late. I love and obsess over things. Yeah, this is from something that I love and obsess over that I mentioned earlier today.
I guess I don't like anything that much. Huh?
Mine too.
To scar my body with.
Yeah, literally books.
Yeah.
Because it's in the books. Mine, it's not in the show.
I was in a really dark place and I was pretty depressed. And reading this book kind of got me out of that funk. And so that's why I got this tattoo. Because it got me out of my funk.
I was telling her earlier that I really love... I have a thing for female characters that are very angry and very vengeful.
Yeah,
because,
we've talked about this.
Yeah. That's my entire life story.
No, I love it.
And so it wasn't said of her, but it was said of all the female characters in general. But it just happened to be from the book.
Okay. We've teased him long enough. What does your tattoo say?
Oh, it says the women are the strong ones. And it's from A Song of Ice and Fire.
Ooh.
Which is Game of Thrones. But
what?
And what does yours say on?
Mine says, it's the French word for dreamer. It's River. It's from The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern. Check it out.
Beautiful.
And mine says nothing because I don't have a tattoo.
She's scared of needles.
Also, I don't really see the need to scar my body with it. I mess it up on my own enough. I don't need someone else to do it for me.
I think Crystal's not an obsessor.
No, I'm not.
No.
At all.
I'm really not.
She's just very chill.
And
I wonder
if it has a lot to do with, and I'm not doing this to be a bitch, but of just how much older you are than us. Because we came, the internet and social media was a big part of our middle school to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And streaming was a big part of high school. That's when it kind of became a thing for us. So I wonder if it was easier. I'm not making sense. Am I?
Streaming TV?
Oh,
TV?
Yeah. Obsessively consuming a lot of media.
Consuming a lot of things. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. It was easier to consume a bunch of stuff in your face.
Yeah, and it was easier to, if we liked something, to know everything about it immediately.
Everything about everyone, about everything.
I mean, I do, when I do like things, I do research it, and I do want to watch all the interviews and read all the articles and all that stuff. But...
then she closes the chapter.
That's it. I'm not. Yeah.
I want more.
I get that way.
I don't want to
I'll obsess about
get
something.
Get a tattoo about it.
I'll obsess about something. Learn everything about it, and then I still like it, but I'm not obsessed about it anymore.
It's not the case. I would definitely have a Backstreet Boys and an NSYNC tattoo if that was the truthfulness about
the
me.
Truthfulness.
But it's not. I like them, but
I think it's because the things that I like have had such a big impact on who I am as a person, because it's not just a book that I read. It directly connects to people and things in my life.
Yeah.
So that it brings it back full circle and makes it personal.
And I have those things, but again, I don't see that I need to write that on my body.
I need everything on my body. Now.
And everybody.
And that's it for us today, folks.
I think we've talked enough about not the episode, so I think we're good.
Are you super interested?
Is anyone gonna watch this episode?
I think I might, because
I won't rule it out.
I, much like being Mary Jane, I knew about it, and it surprised me, and I was a pleasant surprise. So I think add it to my list of mini shows I need to watch. But I definitely, yeah, I'll enjoy it because I really enjoyed this episode.
I think I might give it a chance. Like, I might, like, watch.
Are you going to take a crazy chance?
Why not?
Are you going to do a crazy dance?
Why not?
Why not?
I think I might try it out. I feel like when I start shows, I have to be very selective about what I'm watching because I don't have a lot of time to watch it.
Yeah.
True.
So, this is on one of those, like, it's good, but it can wait.
I won't go out of my way.
You'll get there eventually.
I'll get there eventually. I have the rest of my life, pretty much. So, I'm sure, like, I can, in 50 years, I'll be able to take a chip and put it in my brain and be like, I just watched the whole thing immediately.
That scares me. I don't like that stuff.
Ugh. All right, the future, we can stop talking. Weird. Anna, are you gonna watch this?
I won't say no. I really enjoyed it.
Never say never.
I know I for sure want to go back and watch more of Next Generation.
Song's gonna stick in my head.
Cause I really liked Next Gen.
The Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the series after this one?
I think so. Okay. I think it was the next one that was produced, but timeline-wise, I looked into this because, spoiler alert, we're watching another Star Trek in a few weeks. Or we're going to talk about it in a few more episodes. So I was looking into the timeline of things, and this is the original. Next Generation is way in the future.
Oh.
Oh, really?
It's like almost 100 years.
Like
in
another
the future.
Generation? Like the next generation?
Oh, my God. I think you
You wouldn't
it.
Have known from the title.
Like Degrassi, the next generation.
And then I won't spoil the one we're going to watch where it falls into this timeline, but I definitely made notes of that on that one.
Ooh, I want to. We'll talk about this.
Wait, what?
We'll talk about
this. I'm so confused.
The original conversation.
The next Star Trek we're watching, mm-hmm. I made a note about where it falls in the timeline, but we won't talk about that until we get there.
Oh.
So I won't spoil
things. Probably shouldn't talk about episodes that are
spoilers. Happening. We'll put that River Song spoilers.
Too.
River Song.
That's Doctor Who, right?
So
that's another one that I like. That's fine.
You take it or leave it.
I really need you to watch season 5 and 6.
What season am I on now?
5.
Okay, fine.
I want to watch 5.
Oh, because that's Matt Smith, right?
But I can wait.
Eric said the same thing. He was like, just watch it. Just get through that and then let me know. He's like, come back to me after you see that. I'm like, ugh.
Okay, I think fine. You'd really enjoy those 2 seasons if you really committed. And then after
that,
you
really committed.
Like, if you actually
I committed to the David Tennant seasons.
I know, but we haven't watched, anyway.
Speaking of which, has anyone watched Mad Men?
No.
You know what I was thinking about this? I was thinking about this the other day as I'm like, Anna's probably not going to watch Mad Men. So I should pick a different show.
Speaking of, are you going to watch Stranger Things?
No. I did watch it.
No, you didn't. You gave up.
I did.
You never finished it.
I gave
did.
Up.
How did season 1 end? Go.
Children.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Children.
What's worse than a rapist? A child.
Oh my God.
The vines will live forever.
Vine.
Come back.
Bring it back.
Come back.
Come back, Jack. Come back. Come back. Come about.
Come about.
Can anybody hear me?
Is anyone alive out there?
Don't talk to us until you love Titanic as much as we do. Anyways, guys.
I think we're going to end it now because we're talking.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. We've been also, having thoughts.
Check us out or give us a review and a what is it called? A review and a rating?
Leave us a comment, review, share us, like us, whatever. All the things. Follow us on Twitter.
Tell
Spotify,
your mama, tell
iTunes,
your cousin, tell your brother.
Play Music, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast because we big time now. So.
We big time. We got us fish. Equipment. We own all the things.
Woo. Sorry if we're really loud.
We have all the thoughts.
We're just crisp. Crisp.
Crisp.
Crisp. Crisp. Ooh, that sounds so weird.
And
we out.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.